So for my homily today, what I'd actually like to do is do a line-by-line commentary on the passion that we just read. No, I am just kidding. Just everybody got that. I would like to talk just a little bit about the triduum. Raise your hands if you know that word, triduum. Okay? So the triduum is the very heart of the church's year. So if you think about the church's year, you might think about like a circle or something like that. And at the very center of the circle, kind of like the thesis, so to speak, or that which connects everything to everything else, is the triduum. If you were to think about the church's year and the mysteries that we celebrate. So the triduum is the 3.5 days or so. It's technically from the beginning of the Mass of the Lord's Supper, which is Holy Thursday, through Easter Sunday. So it's really, the heart of it is the Mass of the evening of the Lord's Supper, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, which is a 3 o'clock service, and Holy Saturday, which is the evening Mass that takes place when the sun goes down, and it's like the highest of the high liturgies the church has. Now, it's a microcosm of what we celebrate basically every Sunday and throughout the entire of the year, but it's concentrated into those 3 days. That's the triduum. It's the most efficacious, most important days that we have in the entire church. This week that we just started now with Passion Sunday, also known as Palm Sunday, is the beginning of Holy Week, the most important week in the entire church. And those 3 days are the three most important days in the church. That's the heart of everything. And so this is really a time where God wants to give us as many graces as we desire to receive. It's a time, you might say, where it would be a good time to bring particular intentions and petitions before God. It's a time that is very, 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 very special. And so I would like to invite all of you and convince all of you to come to as many of those liturgies as possible. I would challenge you to make at least 2 out of 3 of them. The first one is 7 o'clock on Thursday. That's Holy Thursday. And on Holy Thursday, we celebrate a few mysteries of our faith. Raise your hands if you've been to the Holy Thursday liturgy. Okay. A lot of times, that's the most common one that people have been to. So the Holy Thursday liturgy starts at 7 o'clock here. We begin by bringing in the oils that were just blessed by the bishop, which will actually take place tomorrow. Those oils that we use for the various sacraments of the church, and they're used throughout the year, get blessed by the bishop every year. We bring in the oils, and then we begin to commemorate basically Jesus' Last Supper. Jesus' Last Supper is also a lot of things happen. So Jesus washes the feet of the 12 apostles, which is an act of his own leadership, of the fact that God became as low as he possibly could be to serve us, as an example for us as well. It's actually also a part of the ordination rite in Judaism to the priesthood, which is kind of interesting, because it's also the evening where we commemorate the beginning of the new covenant priesthood. That is to say, it's the beginning of the priesthood. I'm a priest in the new covenant. That was the ordination of the first 12 priests of the church with the 12 apostles. So that takes place. We also commemorate the very first Eucharist. So the first Mass ever is the Last Supper. That is the first Mass. It's the first Mass ever. It takes place on that evening. So we commemorate that. We also commemorate the fact that Jesus instituted the Eucharist. His body, blood, soul, and divinity would be present at that point forward. He would hold in his own hands himself, which he would give to the 12 apostles. And then, of course, at the end, we commemorate that he begins his passion right after. And it's a very mysterious, very beautiful, different liturgy, which is very solemn, sacred, beautiful. And he begins his agony in the garden and some of the things that we just read at the very beginning of today's gospel. The next liturgy is 3 o'clock. That's Friday. That's Good Friday. So that's not Stations of the Cross. That's a very deep commemoration of the crucifixion and the passion of Jesus. We do a few very sacred things. We thank God with gratitude as we commemorate the cross. It's called the Veneration of the Cross. Come forward. Raise your hands if you've been to this celebration before. Okay, decent amount of us. Come forward. We venerate the cross. We either kiss it or we make some gesture in thanksgiving to Jesus and the blood that he lost for us. We do solemn intercessions because if you're going to... So we have 10 intercessions that we pray for that are very, very important. So we're praying for a lot of things. The reason that we want to pray for a lot of things on Good Friday is because it's the day where Jesus wants us to cash in on that which he did for us. So it's like you go through all of this, if you're just from the perspective of, let's say, Jesus. All of this suffering, death, the agony of it, so difficult, the passion. He wants all of us to take advantage of those graces and those treasures that he won for us. He wants us to take advantage of his mercy, and he wants us to ask him to do things for us on that day, on Good Friday. We also then, the next day, have the highest Mass throughout the entire year for the whole church, which is called Holy Saturday. Holy Saturday, we commemorate the fact that Christ was in the tomb for a few days and there was kind of a silence. There's a profound sobriety. And then we begin outside with a fire. And we then move into the church with candles representing that the light of the world has come back. We start at 7:30. And it's actually early this year. So that's wonderful for all of us who maybe have families or it's difficult to stay up late. You can't start that liturgy until the sun has completely gone down. And this year Easter's on the earlier side, so we started actually at 7:30, which is earlier. And we go through from Adam and Eve all the way to the resurrection of Jesus and kind of commemorate salvation history. We talk about the Jews being freed from the Egyptians. We see how God raised up prophets. All this eventually culminating in God's saving act in the resurrection. There's very, very solemn bringing into the church of all those who have been studying and those who have been a part of the OCIA, or what was formerly called RCIA, throughout the year. So all those who are becoming Catholics become Catholics on that evening. And a lot of times you baptize on that evening, those who are not baptized, and you confirm and give Holy Communion. And so we'll be welcoming some of you who are here right now, actually. We'll be welcoming a lot of people into the church on that evening, which is just so fun and so joyful. And then after that, it's basically we celebrate Mass as normal. And so I invite and challenge everybody to try to come to the Triduum. Come to all three, but I would at least challenge you to try to make 2 out of 3. Another thing is my mom and dad used to take me to Thursday and Friday. I didn't go to the vigil until I was a little bit older, but it made a huge impression on me as a young guy. It really does make an impression on our kids' imagination, just as when we just read the Passion does as well, and the Palms, and just these really amazing, amazing ancient traditions that we have as Catholics. So rich and so helpful for raising our kids and allowing our kids to experience and get in touch with God and these very, very profound things that God has done for us. Lord, we ask you to bless us as we move into Holy Week and this Easter Triduum. Bless our families. And we thank you for all the graces that you desire to bestow on us during this time. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.